Good afternoon, and thank you for joining. I am Rebecca Hua, a program director in the Division of Information and Intelligence Systems of SAIS.
Hello, I'm Jim Donlin, also a program director in IIS. We are the lead program directors for the National AI Research Institutes program, and we're pleased to present to you this webinar. The webinar is scheduled to end at 2:30 Eastern time. We'll present for approximately 50 minutes, and then we'll take questions for the remainder of the time. Next slide. You're going to be submitting your questions through the Q&A module in the Zoom toolbar. Questions will be addressed live in a Q&A period after the presentation, and the answers to some questions may be entered directly into the Q&A module. We plan to address as many program-wide questions and theme questions as we can, with particular attention to those relevant to a broad community. If we do not get to your question during the webinar, feel free to email your questions to the email address shown on the slide or directly to the relevant program contacts found in the solicitation. Next. National AI Research Institutes is a multi-sector program represented by program directors from several NSF research and education directorates, as well as by key program officers representing the artificial intelligence priorities of our partner agencies. Many program contacts are attending the webinar. The contacts listed here are the principal coordinators of those themes. They will speak later in this webinar on behalf of their institute themes. We're also joined by representatives from partner organizations. In the program solicitation, you'll find a full list of program contacts for the themes and their organizational affiliations. Next. We'll begin with a welcome from our NSF leadership in this program and a few words about the role and growth of this national initiative. Here to do this is Margaret Martinosi, the Assistant Director for Computer and Information Science and Engineering. Margaret, welcome. Next.
Thanks, Jim. So I'm Margaret Martinosi, Assistant Director for the NSF Director for Computer Information Science and Engineering, or SAIS. On behalf of the NSF Director, Dr. Panchanathan, and the entire leadership of NSF, I'd like to welcome you and thank you for your interest in the AI Research Institutes program. We're very pleased that you've joined us to hear more about this funding opportunity, which is a continuation of the nation's flagship investment in AI research and education. Next slide. Oh, I guess we're here. This program is rooted in the national imperative to lead in AI research and development. In 2019, NSF joined other federal agency partners in announcing the release of the 2019 update to the National AI R&D Strategic Plan. The first strategic priority in this plan is to, quote, make long-term investments in AI research. Following the release of that strategy, NSF convened a gathering of federal agencies and other potential partners to determine how to deliver on that priority. The result was the launch of this first-of-its-kind national initiative in AI with the release of the first solicitation in the fall of 2019. Next slide. In 2020, we announced the creation of the first seven institutes last summer. Concurrent with that announcement, we released the solicitation for the second round. And just a few months ago in July, we announced those results, adding 11 new institutes, bringing the total to 18. These institutes advance foundational AI in areas like trustworthiness, optimization, machine learning, and more, while also addressing pressing issues of national importance, such as extreme weather preparedness, learning, next generation networks, and robust agriculture and food systems, to name just a few. And so that brings us to this webinar, in which we'll present to you the current funding opportunity as we continue to build forward that network of national AI research institutes. Next slide. So as the program has grown to 18 institutes with activities in at least 40 states plus Washington, DC, it's also expanded its impact through multi-sector partnerships. In year one, U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA, fully funded two institutes and several planning grants. In year two, USDA funded another two institutes. Several additional NSF institutes were partially funded with support from Department of Homeland Security, Accenture, Amazon, Google, and Intel Corporation. With this newest round, the program has added new partnerships with NIST, the Department of Defense Office of the Undersecretary for Research and Exploration, and Department of Education's Institute for Education Sciences and IBM Corporation. Next slide. So we're grateful for our partners and we're proud of the institutes that we've launched to date. Here on a map view of the institutes and their collaborators, you can see that we've made great progress in adding new centers of AI leadership and expanding participation from underrepresented groups and diverse institutions across geographic nations, across geographic regions, and across the nation. So we're very excited to be sharing this new funding opportunity with you, the research community, and we look forward to seeing what you propose to further expand the nation's leadership in AI. With that, I'll turn it back over to Jim and wish you the best in your proposal development. Thanks.
Thank you, Margaret. Next slide. The webinar is intended to familiarize participants with the new solicitation in the program and to help you prepare and submit proposals that are consistent with the goals of the program. We will continue with an overview of the program, discuss its scope and focus, outline the key features of the solicitation, offer some practical considerations for submitting to the program, and address the most common questions about the solicitation. As mentioned prior to the start of the presentation, we'll take questions via the Zoom Q&A feature, and we'll address as many of those questions as we can at the end. Next, we begin with the program at a glance. The overarching goals of the program are to make long-term investments in AI research in areas with potential for long-term payoffs in AI, where that payoff includes the potential to accelerate development and transition of transformational AI-powered innovation, to grow a workforce of future AI researchers and practitioners, and to create national nexus points for broader collaboration between the institutes and diverse external organizations, including universities, federal agencies, industries, and nonprofits. Next. We're now in our third round of the program. Several significant changes will immediately jump out, starting with the longer time period for development of proposals, with awards anticipated in 2023. We will say more about that in the next slide when we show the program timeline. We'll also describe in this webinar the role of preliminary proposals in this longer process and the important considerations related to those. If you're returning to the program and have been familiar with the previous solicitations, we urge you to read the new solicitation carefully and be alert for these other changes. Although the structure and requirements of the program remain consistent with previous years, we don't want you to miss that we've made some small but important changes and emphasis to address the most common issues that have previously arisen in proposal review. For one thing, we've revised the program description, proposal submission instructions, and solicitation-specific review criteria to stress the role and importance of foundational AI research. They have also been embellished to make more concrete how we view the importance of achieving a whole that is greater than the sum of the parts through both internal synergies and external partner engagement. We'll emphasize these points when we turn to the program description. Next. In the solicitation, at the end of the program description, you'll see this program timeline reflected, with preliminary proposals due January 14th and full proposals due May 13th. Reverse site visits are planned, and the schedule for notification and conduct of those RSVs is shown. If there are changes to the schedule, lead PIs will be notified by email. In addition, please note that we anticipate the review of proposals in Track B of Theme 6 to follow an accelerated schedule. Proposers to this theme will be contacted separately during the review process with specific guidance as that timeline develops. Next. In this iteration of the program, institute proposals are being solicited in 6 high priority areas. These themes will be detailed later by the respective theme leads. Institute awards will be in the form of cooperative agreements between $16 and $20 million for between 4 and 5 years, with average yearly budgets around $4 million. Do not submit total budgets outside this range. Next.
Preliminary proposals are required as a condition for submitting a full proposal. The preliminary proposal consists mainly of a 6-page project description. The description is intentionally very short, and within it, we ask that you focus on the intended scope of the proposed research activities. Therefore, we require these sections: vision and integrated research goals of the Institute, foundational AI research, use-inspired research, broader impacts, and key personnel and prospective organization. The page limit and suggested section lengths are intended to keep the focus of the preliminary proposals on your intended research scope and the suitability of the proposal personnel to carry out those activities. This is not the stage where we expect to review detailed plans for research and other activities. The submission guideline also lists sections not to include, such as results from prior NSF support in the project description, as well as the standard proposal sections you see on the slide. Do not include these in the preliminary proposal. Next. Again, we emphasize that the preliminary proposal is required and its brief format is meant to communicate your intended scope and associated personnel. You will submit it to a theme and the full proposal will be submitted to the same lead, by the same lead organization to the same theme. Preliminary proposals will be internally reviewed by program officers. An advisory determination will be sent by email to the PI and the authorized organizational representative listed on the proposal. In addition, narrative feedback may also be sent by email directly to the lead PI. The advisory type of determination indicates whether we encourage or discourage the submission of a full proposal. This is a non-binding determination, meaning even if you received a determination of discourage, you may still submit a full proposal that further develops the preliminary. NSF intends to provide these determinations within a month's time to provide you this feedback as early as possible in your continuing proposal development. We hope you will find this stage to be of help as it builds in more time for proposal development and can help you adjust your plans based on the feedback you receive, whether that be toward improvement of a preliminary idea or to avoid the efforts in preparing proposals unlikely to succeed in a competition such as this in which there are few awards. Next. We now turn our attention briefly to the proposal preparation instructions for the full proposal. Here we want to highlight the required sections of the project description, which may be up to 25 pages. Please include these headings as shown. It is especially critical that you do not rename the PAPG required section broader impact, under which you will organize several other required sections as shown. It is up to you how you order and number any of these sections, and you may add other sections as you see fit. One significant change from prior year is that you may now include the required result of prior NSF support in a one-page supplementary document rather than squeeze this in with the rest of your project description. There are several other important instructions related to other required or optional supplementary and single copy documents. As with all proposal submission instructions, read carefully. All instructions in the PAPG and the solicitation so that you submit a complete and compliant proposal. Next. One single copy document we want to highlight helps you link your full proposal submission to your preliminary proposal. In the document called Update Since Preliminary Proposal, you will identify in the full submission in its related preliminary proposal and any significant updates since that time. Each full proposal must include this and it will identify the elements you see here. The preliminary proposal number, changes to PI and co-PIs. You do not have to report on other senior personnel here, but you may in the summary if helpful there. Changes to funded collaborative organizations. Here you will list additions or deletions of subawardee organizations or those otherwise funded through contracts. Finally, you will provide a brief 250 words bulleted summary of significant changes of research scope. Here again, the brevity is an indicator to what we are looking for. Naturally, the full proposal is a significant development beyond what is in the preliminary. So here we wish for you to summarize at a very high level the changes that depart noticeably from what had originally been envisaged in the preliminary proposal. Next.
So we now turn our attention to the activities that constitute an AI research institute in this program. This is what we think of as the global scope of the program. The vision for the program is broad and ambitious. It is expected that each AI research institute will pursue this vision in a unique way. In so doing, each institute must address each of the six desiderata common to all AI research institutes. The first function of institutes, and critical to all proposals in this program, is that AI research institutes must advance foundational AI research. This means adding significant new knowledge and understanding to the AI research central to your institute's vision. Institutes might address new foundational AI research priorities that arise from rapid advances in AI and the increasing ubiquity of AI-enabled technology, or challenge disciplinary divisions that result from the current state of specialization, or promote the establishment of new science, engineering, and educational communities that better reflect the long-term research needs for future AI. It's very important to emphasize that institute proposals that do not describe a clear plan to achieve ambitious advances in foundational AI research are not likely to be responsive to this program. To understand the foundational AI research that is the scope of this program, we summarize here the definition of AI provided in the solicitation. This definition helps to scope what the program is looking for in seeking to, quote, significantly advance research in AI. In a broad sense, AI is concerned with understanding the mechanism underlying thought and intelligent behavior and their implementation in machines. What we often refer to as core AI research are methods pertaining to the learning, abstraction, and inference considered to be essential for the implementation of intelligent behavior in machines. Core AI research also includes the study of architectures intended to directly manifest that behavior, including general architectures for intelligence, integrated intelligent agents, and multi-agent systems. The modeling and implementation of intelligent behavior in machines began as and has continued to be a multidisciplinary endeavor. Many computational models of intelligence have drawn inspiration from living systems, drawing from biologically inspired computing, computational neuroscience, and behavioral and cognitive science. Computer vision and human language technologies have a high overlap with artificial intelligence, in as much as they provide methods for the perceptual and communication capabilities critical to intelligent systems. Robotics is closely related to, but not identical to, AI. Robotics can provide the embodiment critical for intelligent systems to be able to act upon the world. While an embodied AI may be a robot, the solicitation's focus is on the AI aspect of that research. For example, the solicitation does not include in its scope development that is mainly focused on teleoperated robots or robots that repeat programmed instructions in controlled environments. Second, AI research institutes will conduct use-inspired research. In the AI Institutes program, this means that a use-inspired context both informs the foundational AI research we just discussed and drives innovations in the related sectors through focus on use cases or application. The solicitation emphasizes that this should be conveyed in terms of clear and compelling goals, can enhance knowledge transfer, and create the potential for shared community infrastructure. It is important to understand that the use-inspired research is a means of achieving the first goal of advancing foundational AI, further expanding the context and value of the Institute's vision. A compelling use-inspired context should balance the application of AI with the advancement of foundational AI in a way that is appropriate to your Institute vision. Use-inspired AI research refers to basic research that has use for society in mind. The goal in this program is that each institute conduct both foundational AI research and pursue progress on appropriate application or research-inspired use cases in a deeply integrated way, forming a virtuous cycle. The resulting use-inspired research context is one in which the domain reveals needs and opportunities that motivate the proposed foundational AI advances. And those foundational AI advances, in turn, contribute to the sectors that define the use-inspired context. Ideally, the results from use-inspired application areas are generalized and made foundational. Effective use-inspired research achieves synergy along a group of researchers to enable transformative advances in AI, related sectors, and the interfaces between these areas. We use the phrase use-inspired rather than applied to emphasize that this solicitation seeks to support work that goes beyond merely applying known techniques and adds new knowledge and understanding in both foundational AI and use-inspired domains. The sectors for such use-inspired research are many and may be aligned with any area of science and engineering, segments of the economy, or societal needs. Illustrated here is the principle that the range of use-inspired research may, where appropriate, relate to areas emphasized in an institute theme. Such research might also be motivated by the sectors represented by solicitation partners. The same applies to those applicable to partnership and collaborations uniquely enabled by your proposed institute. You should devise your use-inspired research in such a way that it promises maximum impact to the advancement of AI, the goals of your theme, and the unique capabilities and opportunities you and your team bring to the proposal.
Third, AI research institutes are expected to maximize their unique position to grow the next generation of talent for a diverse, well-trained workforce that will provide new discoveries and leadership. Specifically, these institutes should leverage the visionary nature of their research foci to drive new and innovative education and development tailored toward the nation's undergraduates, graduate students, and postdoctoral researchers, as well as through community colleges and skilled technical workforce training, and other opportunities that advance knowledge and education of AI, including public understanding of AI. This could include innovative pedagogy and instructional materials, advanced learning technologies, project-driven training, cross-disciplinary and collaborative research, industry partnerships, and new career pathways. Institutes should offer broad, deep, and diverse experiences to build the next generation of AI workforce, with a focus of broadening participation among groups historically underrepresented in science and engineering, including women, people with disabilities, and people from other minoritized groups. Institutes must propose meaningful plans for these activities, and the solicitation describes required sections on education and workforce development and the broadening participation plan that focus on education and workforce development. We caution proposers, however, against seeing these as separate from other proposal activities. Rather, education, training, and inclusion plans should be well integrated with other research and coordination activities described in the proposal, forming a whole that is greater than the sum of its parts. Next. Fourth, AI research institutes are coherent, multidisciplinary groups of scientists, engineers, and educators, appropriate for a large-scale, long-term research agenda for the advancement of AI and the fielding of AI-powered innovation in application sectors of national importance. The multidisciplinary nature of these institutes will catalyze foresight and adaptability beyond what is possible in a single research project. This objective echoes the program's observation that AI itself has traditionally been highly multidisciplinary, and that use-inspired research requires synergy among a group of researchers to enable transformative advances in AI-related sectors and the interface between these areas. In reviewing institute proposals, reviewers and the panels look for signs that the individual projects of an institute will be meaningfully integrated, resulting in contributions beyond the sum of the individual projects. Significant integration of multidisciplinary research can be a significant basis of confidence in this regard. Next. Fifth, AI research institutes are expected to be comprised of multiple organizations working together to create significant new research capabilities. NSF and partner organizations seek to grow the network of national AI research institutes and lead organizations distributed throughout the country to grow new centers of AI leadership, leveraging existing centers of excellence as appropriate. Institutes are strongly encouraged to include organizations that can directly contribute to NSF's commitment to broadening participation by engaging a diverse, globally engaged research community, integrating research with education and building capacity and expanding efforts to broaden participation from underrepresented groups and diverse institutions across all geographical regions. We again draw your attention to the importance of demonstrating that your proposed institute be greater than the sum of its parts, here by meaningfully leveraging and integrating diverse organizations. In addition, to a lead PI suitable to lead an institute, each institute will also be staffed with a managing director or project manager. It is important to emphasize, while an external advisory board is required, please do not contact, invite, or identify in your proposals any potential advisory board members. This step should be taken after the merit review and selection process is complete. 6, AI research institutes are expected to be nexus points for collaborative efforts. By nexus point, we refer to the role that an institute can play in creating an organization that encourages the continuing growth of collaborations, especially with external partners that can further enhance the impact of the institute. The nexus point function in this program is not a mere state of being, but rather an active set of priorities, programs, mechanisms, etc., whereby an AI research institute pursues the continuing growth of collaborations with external partners to bring together people, ideas, problems, and technical approaches for maximum impact beyond the members and the boundaries of the institute itself. Institutes are expected to bring together the best teams and approaches from diverse organizations of various kinds. NSF and partners encourage institutes composed of a range of organizations. Next. We now turn our attention to the 6 specific themes or high priority areas in which proposals are solicited. They are themes representing a subset of research areas that NSF and partners support and which were determined to be both an immediate priority for funding partners and for which the research community was judged to be ready to respond this year. NSF estimates approximately 7 awards on the expectation that each of the theme 1 through 5 will result in a new AI research institute and that each track in theme 6 will result in 1 award. Funding agencies may fund more or fewer institutes based on agency priorities, quality of proposals received, and availability of funds. I will now invite my colleagues for principal points of contact for each theme to describe each at a high level. Please consult the solicitation for full description of each theme and direct questions about the specifics of these themes to the contacts listed here. Dan?
Sure. So I'm Dan Cosley, a program director in IAS, and I'm leading out on theme 1 for intelligent agents for next generation cybersecurity, which focuses on the AI advances needed for systems to engage in appropriately autonomous reasoning and action when defending in complex cybersecurity environments. We're seeking proposals that envision AI-based systems as agents that act as part of a bigger ecosystem of defending and attacking agents, both humans and AI-based agents. Thus, at a high level, we're looking for significant AI advances that enable agents to model attackers and defenders, their goals and capabilities, to reason about other actors' likely actions, including predicting emerging threats, and to develop effective plans to counter attacks. This also requires advances in how the AI agents coordinate with other defensive cybersecurity actors, working with, learning from, and teaching other actors within the operational, legal, and ethical constraints of the context. Finally, agents will also need to monitor and defend themselves, assessing uncertainty, error, and threats from adversaries, and then acting or declining to act appropriately given these risks. As you can see, this theme has a very explicit focus on agency autonomy, reasoning, and collaboration in these large-scale cybersecurity problems. Thus, proposals that focus on detection without action or that focus on collections of weakly related vulnerabilities are unlikely to be responsive to the theme. And also, although proposals will likely need to identify some AI advances that improve agent robustness in cybersecurity contexts, proposals whose main focus is robustness are also unlikely to be responsive. The solicitation gives a larger and non-exhaustive set of possible domains, methods, and questions, and I encourage teams to read it and reach out with questions about the ideas they're thinking about. I'll pass it over to Sri for theme 2.
Hello, I'm Sridhar Raghavachari, Program Director in the Division of Integrative Organismal Systems in the Biological Sciences Directorate and the theme lead for theme 2, which is Neural and Cognitive Foundations of AI. And the institute in this theme should really take on the challenge of building on the advances in neuroscience and cognitive sciences to inform the designs of the next generation AI, as well as capitalize upon theoretical and algorithmic advances in AI to explain biological intelligence. So modern neuroscience and cognitive science have identified a rich set of mechanisms that underlie perceptual understanding, innate behaviors, memory, learning, associations, causal reasoning, and decision-making that all enable organisms to adapt to structure in their physical worlds, and also to apply these learned information to new tasks in dynamic environments. So what we are looking for are institutes that translates these theories and experimental insights into the design of new AI systems, because these pose foundational challenges to AI. And in turn, the implementation and performance of these theories in engineered systems may also inform hypotheses for how such computations are implemented in biological systems. So overall, we're really seeking for proposals that meaningfully integrate these two fields, neuroscience and cognitive science, as well as AI, and develop shared models and abstractions and common frameworks that really lead to transformative developments. In other words, we're really seeking institutes that bring together experimental and theoretical neuroscientists and cognitive scientists with researchers in AI around really closely aligned questions that promote reciprocal and meaningful interactions that will have maximal impact. So the solicitation gives a much larger and non-exhaustive set of possible synergies between neural and cognitive science as well as AI. And I really encourage all the teams to read it and reach out with questions about the ideas they're considering. Next up is Anne Stapleton for theme three.
Next slide, please. Hello, everyone. I'm a national program leader at USDA NIFA. My name is Anne Stapleton, and I wanted to mention to you some of the priorities for NIFA in this competition. So the title is AI for Climate Smart Agriculture and Forestry. Our NIFA AI Institute's theme topics align with our USDA priorities, which are listed on the right. These include advancing equity and inclusion, advancing climate smart agriculture, and advancing rural economic revitalization, and additionally, nutrition security and markets. So these larger USDA priorities are the framework that we've used to focus our solicitation for theme three. Specifically, youth-inspired research in this theme might address collecting and analyzing data, decision-making, implementations, predictions, and ameliorating equity biases in these predictions. These are just a few examples I wanted to highlight around these AI themes: prediction, decision-making, optimization. Equity and inclusion that are incorporated throughout this. And proposals to this theme should address both the specific agricultural challenge being addressed and the AI advances that's necessary to achieve that. The feedback and the synergy between the AI advances and the solution to challenges should be clear and compelling.
Good afternoon. My name is Hector Munoz Avila. I'm a program director. Sorry, can you hear me?
Oh. Yes.
Yes, you're good.
Okay, sorry. I'm going to start again. Good afternoon. I am Hector Munoz Avila, program director in the Division of Intelligence Information Systems, Science Directorate, research at the Institute for AI for Decision Making will develop breakthroughs in AI that are framed by underlying principles of decision making sciences, develop novel methodologies based on those principles, and propose decision support of real world cases. The proposal must aim at making clear contributions to areas at the intersection of AI and decision making. The Institute team should include experts in AI and experts in other fields that study the foundations of decision-making, as well as experts in the use case domains. Next slide, please. Underlying principles could include principles for deriving causal models from data together with prior knowledge, and for performing causal and counterfactual reasoning, and principles for decision-making when knowledge changes over time. Methodologies include scalable methods for handling multiple objective decision problems when different parties to the decision have different goals, and methods for creating decision models that are understandable, justifiable, and explainable. Finally, decision support includes decision-making methods when the decision maker's preferences are not known a priori, understanding the kinds of systematic errors and biases people exhibit in decision-making and strategies for countering those errors, and for designing decision support systems for interactive human AI decision-making. For the next theme, I introduce Todd Lin, Program Director from the SAIS Directorate.
AI technology must not only be powerful and accurate, but also trustworthy. Technology advances must be informed by social context, guiding principles and policies, and measures of trustworthiness. Hello, I'm Todd Lean, Program Director in the Division of Information and Intelligence Systems. There are three dimensions for an AI institute and trustworthy AI that must be addressed in each Theme 5 proposal. The first dimension is foundations of trust and trustworthiness. What makes an AI system trustworthy? The very notions of trust and trustworthiness as they pertain to AI and society are not well understood. So we seek basic research to define and explore these concepts. Such research is likely to require interdisciplinary efforts in theoretical foundations, formal systems and modeling, as well as empirical studies. Robust notions of trust and trustworthiness will be put forward and demonstrated as useful across multiple application domains. The second dimension is building trustworthy systems. To be trustworthy, an AI system must meet technical requirements, rely on teams and processes that engender trust, and collaborate with humans in expected and trustworthy ways. Constructing AI systems that meet trustworthiness objectives will require reasoning about reliability, about correctness, uncertainty, auditability, and other guarantees related to the trustworthiness of AI systems. The third dimension is understanding and incorporating ethical and multicultural societal considerations that affect trust and trustworthiness. Trustworthy AI systems will respect the ethical and social values of those affected by them, and sometimes this is across cultures. This requires collaboration between technologists, social scientists, and other experts, and a strong integration of ethical and societal considerations into AI research and systems. I'll now turn the presentation over to my colleague, Sol Greenspan, and can we have the next slide, please?
Hello, I'm Sol Greenspan, a program director in the Division of Computing and Communication Foundations and co-lead of this theme. Let me add a few points to the trustworthy AI theme. As stated in the solicitation, sound measurement processes and science are important and need to be established throughout the proposal. There is existing work on established directions in fairness, safety, privacy, transparency, and other topics related to the trustworthy AI theme. These are in scope. However, we encourage and expect your proposals to break new ground in response to this solicitation. An institute is expected to work closely with industrial partners identified by the investigator team. And finally, if awarded, the Institute is expected to interact with NIST, who is co-sponsoring the trustworthy AI theme. We say this just so you'll be aware. You should not be contacting NIST during the preparation of your proposal, and you will not be collaborating directly with them on the research, just interacting with them. I'll pass this over now for theme 6 to Amy Baylor.
Thanks, Saul. Hi, I'm Amy Baylor, Program Director in the Division of Research on Learning in Formal and Informal Settings. This is the third iteration of the AI Augmented Learning theme in the NSF National AI Research Institute's program. As highlighted by the new phrasing in the title, AI Augmented Learning to expand education opportunities and improve outcomes, and reflecting our new partnership with the Institute of Education Sciences at the Department of Education, for this competition, we seek AI research institutes that have direct education impact in both the short and the long term, and that have practical significance to educators, parents, or other decision makers. In line with this vision, the proposed research must address factors under the control of US education systems with the goal of reducing achievement gaps, improving access, and addressing the needs of all learners. Please see the solicitation and the published FAQs for more details about what is meant by under the control of US education systems. While the primary focus of the Institute should be to address factors under the control of US education systems, other relevant research and activities, for example, in laboratory, clinical, or informal settings, are allowable. Next slide, please. We solicit two institutes that respond to one of two tracks. Track A targets an institute with a focus on AI-driven digital platforms to expand and accelerate STEM learning in pre-K-12 settings. An institute with this focus should advance AI research for digital learning platforms to create next-generation learning architectures in STEM pre-K-12 contexts. Here, research could include the design and implementation of AI technologies that support highly adaptable, personalized, and distributed systems to expand access, equity, and depth of learning across diverse learners, institutions, and settings. In the solicitation, we refer to intelligent/cognitive tutors as an example, but this is just one example of many potential AI research innovations to advance learning. Track A proposals should directly address the grand challenge of education for all, with a focus on AI-driven learning architectures and digital platforms of the future. In line with this vision, the proposed research should aim to reduce achievement gaps, improve access, and address the needs of all learners. Track B targets an institute with a focus on AI augmented learning for individuals with disabilities. An AI research institute with this focus should advance AI-driven research and innovations for learners birth through post-secondary with or at risk for physical, cognitive, or social disabilities. Track B proposals should advance AI research to transform the identification, assessment, and support for these learners. Proposed research must address and measure one or more student outcomes that support success in school and afterwards. These may include developmental, school readiness, literacy, STEM, social, emotional, behavioral, functional, secondary/transition, or post-secondary outcomes. Proposals must identify and address the necessary advances in foundational AI research to achieve the targeted outcomes for individuals with disabilities. These research areas could include, for example, socially assisted robots and/or conversational agents, image interpretation and description to support instruction, or facilitating improved communication through systems that integrate speech, text, affect, and other modalities. Because projects awarded under Track B will be funded with funds from the American Rescue Plan, the proposal must discuss how the work will respond to the needs of learners with or at risk for a disability in an area where the COVID-19 pandemic has further widened existing gaps and or resulted in decreased access and opportunities for students with disabilities to learn and receive support services. Thanks.
Thank you, colleagues. Now that we've finished looking at the individual themes, we'd like to conclude with some observations that again pertain to the entire program. The program is pleased to continue with partnerships with industry. Joining the program this year as a funding partner is IBM Corporation, who has agreed to co-sponsor Theme 1, Intelligent Agents for Next Generation Cybersecurity. The program description contains important guidelines for the participation of our partner company and its affiliated individuals in proposals to the program. Here, the overarching guideline to bear in mind is that these restrictions pertain only to IBM and affiliated individuals proposing to Theme 1. IBM and its affiliated individuals are not restricted from participating in proposals to the other themes in the solicitation. The solicitation contains guidance for more specific scenarios of individual eligibility. If you have any questions, start there. And of course, feel free to follow up directly with the program with any additional questions. As noted in the solicitation and summarized here, collaborative agreements between this partner company and the funded institute will be made after time of award. Proposers should not contact the partner company during proposal preparation and review or include any collaborations with the partner at proposal time. Here, we emphasize some of the important submission and eligibility requirements in the solicitation. These requirements apply at both the preliminary proposal deadline and at the full proposal deadline. For proposals intended for funding at NSF, that is all the themes except for theme three, two types of organizations may apply in the role of lead organization as shown. Other organization types may be included as subawardees on proposals. Further clarification on these types of organization can be found in the PAPPG. Notice that USDA NIFA lists a broader range of eligible organizations for theme three. Consult the solicitation and refer further questions of NIFA eligibility to those agency contacts. Where submission limits are concerned, the number of proposals per organization is limited to two. For context, note that all proposals to the program are to be single organizational proposals. That is to say, collaborators from multiple organizations will submit a single proposal from a lead organization with collaborations configured as subawards. So the submission restriction refers to submission as lead organization. There's no limit on participating as a collaborative organization in other proposals, including as a subaward. Also note that this limitation has no relationship to proposals submitted to or funded under other solicitations, including prior rounds of this program. There are also limits on the number of proposals for senior personnel. An individual may be on at most one preliminary proposal and at most one full proposal to the solicitation. This includes, but is not limited to, the roles of PI and co-PI. Consult the PAPPG for definition of the role of senior personnel. This also makes no reference to submissions or awards to prior solicitations. In the event that either of these limits is exceeded, compliant proposals will be accepted based on date and time of proposal submission. The later arriving non-compliant proposals will be returned without review.
All right, so to remind you that we do have a set of frequently asked questions posted for the solicitation. Note that this is a new FAQ. While there is some overlap in the questions from previous rounds, this one is revised and authoritative, so please take note. That FAQ and all future updates will be linked from the program page. We will now address several of the more common questions that arise about the program. Next. First, can I submit an institute proposal that corresponds to multiple things? And is it a good idea? The solicitation does not prohibit this, but it is not encouraged. It is most effective to respond as fully as possible to the scope of the theme you address. Relevance to other themes might be identified in the proposal text and or keywords included in the project summary. Where such relevance is particularly strong, NSF and partners may co-review such proposals in the secondary themes. It is a good idea to consult with the respective program contacts for each theme to get advice about your specific situation. Next. Next, we would like to address a common question about the appropriate balance between foundational AI and other domains. We want to warn against inappropriately putting these concepts in opposition to one another, and instead recall that the virtuous cycle we aspire to, in which use-inspired AI research is the result of the pursuit of foundational advances driven by domain use cases. Competitive proposals will have these goals meaningfully integrated. Institute plans that focus on applications at the expense of advancement in the foundational AI are not excelling at use-inspired AI research. Similarly, plans that merely take inspiration from domains but do not significantly advance those sectors are also not excelling at use-inspired research. Next. Questions about letters of collaboration often arise. These letters are most useful for you, helpful for you to substantiate the broader range of partners you will engage in your institute and are therefore appropriate for such things. They are not necessary from the organizations that are proposing as awardees and subawardee, as their roles and commitments should be clear in your proposal. Including too many of those can distract from the ones that are truly value added. We emphasize here that letters of collaboration are encouraged, but letters of support are not allowed. The inclusion of endorsements or statements of enthusiasm for the project or its personnel will make a letter of collaboration non-compliant. The letter should not should also not contain descriptions of the partner's organization or personnel. Finally, do not include letters from any of the funding organizations listed at the top of the proposal. Okay, next. In short, the PAPPG provides this as a recommendation, a recommended format for a letter of collaboration. Stick to this and describe everything else you have to say in appropriate places of the project description and supporting document. All right, next. How do submission limits apply to campuses of the same university system? Oh, yeah, thank you. Because the solicitation limits the submissions per organization, universities with multi-campus systems sometimes ask for clarification about how the limit applies to their system. Follow the PAPPG and consult the PAPPG's own FAQ. As you see here, this is addressed under eligibility in that PAPPG FAQ. We recommend you consult with your sponsor project office and follow up with us if there are any remaining concerns. Next. Can we consult the program contacts about our proposal plans? So we encourage you to make contact with us prior to submitting your preliminary proposal, especially if you have questions about the responsiveness of your idea. We prefer that you email your theme-specific questions to all program contacts listed for that theme so that we may give you a coordinated and complete response. For feedback on the responsiveness of a proposal idea, you should include a project summary of up to 2 pages. After the preliminary proposal deadline, proposal-specific inquiries to the program contact should be limited to requests for clarification of the feedback received on the preliminary proposal. These requests for clarification must be submitted to the theme contacts. Again, please address all program contacts in the theme. Next. May submitters who receive an unfavorable or discouraged review of the preliminary proposal nonetheless submit a full proposal? Yes, this is allowable. Consult the PAPPG's guideline on preliminary proposals. Please note that the program will provide discouraged determinations to help members of the research community to make careful decisions about expending effort preparing proposals unlikely to succeed in a competition in which few awards are expected. Significant revision should be needed to make a subsequent full proposal more likely to succeed. In addition, personnel associated with discouraged proposals might consider joining other proposals. Next. What features of the proposal may not change from the preliminary to the full proposal? The full proposal must be submitted by the same lead organization and it must be submitted to the same theme. Recall that the required single copy document of the full proposal provides a place for you to identify significant changes since the preliminary. And the fact contains several other entries to make clear the title and personnel may indeed change. Next, may an individual be listed as a senior personnel on the preliminary proposal and then later listed as a senior personnel on the full proposal from another submitter, that is, a submission based on a different preliminary proposal. And yes, this is allowed, as long as the individual is listed on at most one proposal at each stage. And now we're ready for your questions and we have plenty to start with. You may continue to submit questions through the Q&A module in your Zoom toolbar. We will address live as many as we can with particular attention to those relevant to a broad community. If we do not get to your question during the webinar, please feel free to email your question to the email address shown or directly to the relevant program contact found in the solicitation.
Thanks, Rebecca. we've been going through the questions in the Q&A module during the webinar, have been responding to some of them in the module. And so if you're able to browse that, you may find that you find your questions been answered or questions of interest to you have been answered. We're going to start with some program-wide questions here that arose in that module that even if they've been answered, we want to make sure that the whole community sees this spotlighted. So some of the low hanging fruit. First of all, there are at least two typos in this thing. One is the footer says 2020. Sorry, we did not time warp. One of our headings, I think on slide 28, said something about FY21 Institute themes. That's bad labeling. It should be FY23 Institute themes if we're thinking about when they're going to be funded. So please forgive those typos. Will the webinar materials be posted? Yes, they will be. We expect within just a few short days, we're going to post the full recording of this webinar, the slides, and an automatically generated transcript if we're successful in transcribing this. And so check back to the program page and the webinar page for links to those products within the next few days. We can't provide a list of webinar attendees. We can't do that and respect the privacy of the attendees at the same time. So sorry about that. Okay, so it's often asked if an individual is senior personnel on an existing AI Institute award, can they be included as personnel on a proposal to this solicitation? And the answer to that is we have no restrictions limiting that. So yes, you can be. No restrictions there. Will the program consider the geographic diversity of organizations in making award decisions? We don't have any other solicitation-specific review criteria other than the ones listed in the solicitation. Now you can see we do stress that we'd like to grow AI centers of excellence throughout the country. And so, geographic diversity can be something you consider in your proposals, but our proposal, our solicitation specific review criteria are only the ones that are listed there. Will proposals from lead institutions already hosted a funded AI institute be considered? We have no restrictions in that regard. Of course, they'll be considered. There's a number of different questions that touch on should we be and do we encourage collaborations with or integration with existing AI institutes. That's completely up to you as a proposer. We don't have any requirements that you do. We don't have any restrictions that you don't. This may be an appropriate place where you could obtain letters of collaboration. And of course, just in general, one way to think about letters of collaboration is they only substantiate a planned collaboration that you would otherwise describe in your proposal. So you'd want to make that thing meaningful, and the letter of collaboration just substantiates that you have a deal in some sense, right? There's a question that comes up occasionally about budgets. So a couple of different questions have been asked about are we going to accept proposals at other levels, for example? Do not submit a budget that's lower than $16 million or greater than $20 million. Only those total budgets within that range will be considered in the program. And note that yearly budgets should average around $4 million. There's room there for you to configure your years appropriately. If you're contemplating some creative deviation from our sort of template of 4 to 5 years and with an average budget of $4 million, I recommend you contact us to clarify your questions. So let me pause here on program-wide stuff, just in the interest of variety. We've got some other things teed up, but let me just turn attention to themes. First, before I just call on a theme, are any of the themes eager to go? Do you have anything teed up that you'd like to address right away?
I can address this question from James Hendler, which is both theme specific, but might be useful for other themes to think about as well. How general do you expect coverage of cybersecurity to be? To use an analogy, in general security, one can talk about a safer society or very specifically about how to secure banks from robberies. I assume some of both is preferred, but is there a preference to this depth versus breadth trade-off? And what I'd say is it might be useful to think about it in terms of what it means to ground foundational AI in use-inspired research in the sense of the solicitation. A safe society is a nice long-term goal, but probably too general and amorphous to be a meaningful grounding use case or use contexts. where, you know, bank robberies, I don't know if it's too narrow. It kind of depends on what needs to be done, right? Both in the foundational AI work and in sort of merging it and informing the security problem. And then whether that fits the scope of one of these institutes. So, you know, if you think about it, so a use context, right, or context of a small set of related contexts is helpful for establishing generalizability or letting you probe different aspects of a foundational AI contribution you want to make, right, should be broad enough to justify kind of an institute level effort, resources, and impact, but not so impossibly broad that panelists won't believe that you can do it.
Thanks, Dan. I understand we've got some questions queued up in theme six, the learning theme. So before we move there, Ann Stapleton, can I also note that there have been a number of questions raised in the Q&A module that you've answered in the module, but I might call on you after theme six to amplify any of those. I've got several of them recorded, so just a heads up. So Amy, can we go to theme six?
Sure, yeah, we have a few questions queued up here that are the more general ones I'd like to discuss or answer, hopefully. One question is, for theme six, what is the role of IES in the review of proposals and in decision-making? Encourage, discourage for the preliminary proposals and the fund and decline full proposals. Yeah, so all of the theme six decisions will be made by the joint NSF-IES working group. And you can see the list of the contacts on the solicitation. Next question, given the partnership with IES, can we include prior awards and impacts with IES funding? Yes, you may include that, and you should include it in the main text of the proposal. The supplementary document is just for NSF prior support. One question was, does disabilities include autism? And the answer to that is yes. And then one more question, can we submit an AI-driven digital platform to enhance learning for individuals with disabilities in track 6B? So an institute in response to theme six must pick one of the two tracks. So it's your choice how you want to frame your proposal, but you should submit it to either track A or track B. So those are the main ones I had so far.
Great, thanks, Amy. I think some late breaking theme six stuff is showing up in the module, so keep an eye out for that. And I wonder if we can turn our attention to the theme three questions. So now I'm happy to read off a few that I have piled up here, or if you've got a record of things you'd like to address, how would you like to go?
Let's start with the question about priorities that you'd listed as worth discussing live. And I think that is an important question. So I listed the entire range of USDA priorities. In fact, many of these are from cross-government priorities, fundamentally, like response to climate. This, theme three in this competition, focuses, as it says in the title, on the climate agriculture theme. So the climate should be front and center here. You should be clearly responsive to this priority area. This is often interwoven with other USDA and government priorities. For example, nutrition security is clearly related to climate smart agriculture, as are some of the economic priorities. Equity inclusion is clearly related to broader impacts, et cetera. Explain exactly how you are responsive to the climate smart agriculture priority and how it intersects with other important areas as those come up in your design. The examples that we provided in the solicitation are that examples. This is meant to be broadly inclusive of all areas of agriculture within NIFA's remit. There are links to additional information on the definition of agriculture, for example, the legal definition and the NIFA definition. Please consult those and ask us if you have additional questions. But we listed this in the title as Agriculture and Forestry for his
got a untimely screen freeze there.
Was inclusive and we intend it to be so. So aquaculture is part of agriculture, so is forestry. Any other specific questions that you'd like to touch on live?
I think you got the ones that I was tracking. Please, audience, feel free to enter into the Q&A module any squeals if we overlooked something important that you think we ought to amplify. So let me swing back up to program-wide stuff and just let me give the theme leads a chance to kind of review where we stand with the Q&A module. Something has popped up a few times just now in the Q&A module and earlier on is this issue of overlap with existing funded institutes. Should I or can I submit a proposal that is overlapping in scope in some sense with an existing AI institute? I think the program answer there would be foremost, make sure you're clearly addressing the scope of the theme you're addressing and you'll have started off on a good foot. There could still be room there for overlap with an existing institute. And just note that we don't have any specific guidance about favoring or disfavoring that. We don't have any, it's more a matter of just how competitive will your proposal be. So I hope that helps. Many of these kinds of questions, should I emphasize this or that? They're really not, where we don't offer program guidelines, these are appropriate for proposals to identify as needed and propose your plans. We go back to questions here. So there were two different versions of this question about how does the solicitation distinguish infrastructure from equipment requests? In other words, one way of asking it was, how does the solicitation theme think about infrastructure that's not allowed versus equipment that is? Published FAQ states that infrastructure requests are not allowed, et cetera. So I would just call your attention to the PAPPG and the proposal preparation instructions under budget and then equipment. You'll see a definition given there of what falls under equipment. And as long as you're proposing all of the many things that we expect AI institutes to do, and you're identifying the equipment needed to support that, you should be within that definition of the PAPBG view of equipment, right? That's distinct from a proposal whose central focus is to develop new infrastructure for community or for local use. If you need any other contrast between standard equipment requests and infrastructure proposals, you may want to take a look at some of our many infrastructure programs and see what their focus is to kind of get a little bit more focus on that distinction. I don't remember if we addressed this already. I hope it's been clear now. Do limits on the number of proposals per institution and per senior personnel apply to pre-proposals as well as full proposals? Yes. Now remember that teams can change between the pre-proposal and the full proposal, but at any given stage as an individual, you can only be on one proposal, right? I hope we addressed in both the FAQ and in the presentation how we think about addressing themes and should you address multiple themes. There's nothing preventing you from identifying relevance to other themes. We do highly recommend that you clearly address and fully address the theme that's the primary focus for your proposal. And otherwise, the choices you make about how you want to scope your proposal are up to you. You'll get some feedback in the preliminary stage if there are any concerns about it. Are any types of commitments expected from the states we are in for the institute? So I take it this means like whatever states you have activities in, do you need some kind of like letters of commitment? No, and in fact, we don't permit letters of commitment or letters of support in general. Letters of collaboration are allowed, and you've seen in the presentation the very strict view that we have of letters of collaboration, so just follow that. Merely being in an area doesn't mean you have to go collect some letter from somebody else in the area. And let me just, before we turn our attention again to themes, let me just say there's a number of questions that come in that are of the form, is blank in scope for blank, this potential area of, use-inspired domain in scope for the theme, whatever, right? Anywhere where this is not otherwise defined or restricted by the theme, we're not going to have any real preferences there. That's for you to propose. So just make sure that you're in scope for the theme that you're addressing, and you should be fine. Okay, so let me swing back to the themes. Hector, may I put you on the spot? I identified a question in the Q&A module for the decision-making theme. It says, is economic decision-making a focus of the decision-making theme? Now, note that this doesn't say, would it be in scope for? It says, is economic decision-making a focus of the decision-making theme?
Okay, all right. Sure. So the solicitation doesn't dictate any specific domains or methods for decision making that should be addressed. So economic models could be one, but it's not required.
We hope that helps. And as with every kind of theme related question that you might have, please feel free to contact the listed program contacts under any theme about your question about the responsiveness of an idea to that theme. When you do, let me just reiterate that you should, when you email theme contacts, that you should address all of the contacts listed under that theme so they can provide you a coordinated response, and it kind of speeds their reply to you if you'll address all of them at the same time.
I have received the same question in different forms. So there was this question asking whether Team 4 will include infrastructure health decisions, or if that's too practical. So again, pointing to a specific domain, and our response for that is that the solicitation neither dictates nor excludes specific use cases. So we are not excluding any specific use cases. So you could propose that as a use case, it's fine.
Thanks, Hector. Was there anything else that popped in the scope of your theme that you'd like to highlight here? We've got about a minute left.
That's all basically two questions.
Any of the other themes have something that you'd like to address before we wrap up?
Yeah, I could speak to a couple of things just to remind the questioner that they've been answered or thanks. And are on the slide. So for trustworthy AI, it was asked, should the proposal prevent a theoretical foundation or establishing trust or primarily focus on use cases? As Rebecca Hua delivered in one of her slides, there's no tension between foundation and use cases. They should inform each other and form a synergy for the entire institute's operation. Let's see, what else? Is clinical decision-making in scope? Of course, given Jim's most recent comments. Jim, I would like to turn something back to you. There's another question that arose in the trustworthy AI involving an overlap between trustworthy AI and decision-making, the decision-making theme, and whether or not proposer ought to address one or the other. Are we doing any cross review of these? Maybe you can say something along those lines.
Yeah, let me just say that if you have a proposal that you think responds to more than one theme, you may identify that to us in your proposal. We recommend that you fully address the theme that you consider the primary focus of your proposal. This is just based on how we've noted the proposal review process to go. So that's our best advice to you. But we'll accept any questions that the community has about what's the responsiveness of this idea to your theme. It's a good idea to ask about that responsiveness now. Please contact the theme contacts, as we mentioned before, even before you submit your preliminary proposal, so you can get any kind of guidance about whether it's truly responsive, right? So now I realize we've run out of time. And I just want to thank all of the presenters for being part of this and your preparations and your answering the questions and that sort of thing. And let me thank the whole audience for joining the webinar. And as mentioned before, we'll put a recorded version of this webinar up on the web and the slides and the produced transcript probably within a few days. So please check back to the program webpage for a link to those products. Thanks again for joining, and we wish you the best of luck in proposing to the program. Thanks for your interest in the National AI Research Institutes. Bye, everybody.